Welcome to Rebecca Neal, the podcast, where I, Rebecca, your host, share thought-provoking episodes with you to help you take your life from where it is now to where you want it to be. I have a huge desire and passion to help people just like you get out of their own way and start living the life that they deserve. I'm here to help you feel empowered, educated, and inspired to get into massive action and create change in your life today. Join me weekly as I share insights into the online business world, social media, and many other motivational topics, and also interview some of the world's most incredible humans to help you become the best version of yourself. Hello, welcome back to another solo episode. I'm your host, Rebecca Neal. I hope that you are having an amazing start to your Christmas week. I can't believe it's Christmas in 4 days if you're listening to this in real time. What a crazy, crazy year it has been. And my gosh, hasn't it flown? Like, I cannot believe that in 2 weeks' time we are walking into 2022, wondering what the heck we're going to be experiencing. That's for sure. I know I am. But look, with every challenge comes gifts and lessons and beauty. And, you know, I really believe what's happening in the world is creating, yes, lots of challenge and lots of heartache and pain and segregation, of course, and all those things. But it's also connecting beautiful, like-minded people. It's also building communities. It's also making us go within, think about what's important. Like, it's really giving us this beautiful opportunity to, I guess, think about a lot of different things that maybe we just let slide. And so I thought today's episode around being here and now and becoming more present was really, really important. Like, I think, you know, it's really easy when you go through a lot of change, and I personally have just experienced so much of that myself. I've had to defer my uni degree because of what's going on in the world, and me, I guess, with my beliefs and values around health, it hasn't been, linked to being able to continue to study right now, which I'll go into at another time. But what happens is when we experience challenge or a lot of disruption in our life, we tend to, I guess, get caught up in that victim mentality, get caught up in thinking about the future, worrying about the future, thinking about the past. You know, we have this problem that is a wandering mind where we simply forget that we just need to be here and now, and that's it. That's all that we really need to be focusing on. And so I want to dive into the topic today around being more present, because being more present can look like, you know, being more present in your surroundings when you're engaging with someone in person. It can be more present in yourself when you're experiencing challenging times. So the problem with the wandering mind is that you may simply, let's put it simply, you are no longer psychologically where you are physically. So your physical body is in the here and now, but you're psychologically elsewhere. And so that's bad. That's not so bad unless you're aiming to do something really important in the moment, right? There's no other place to be except right here and right now. But psychologically, you're someplace else than the present moment, which is when it becomes a problem. And so the easiest way to explain living in the present is to start by, I guess, explaining what it means to not be present. So this is really, like, I hate to say this, but this is the state of mind that we have become habitually used to. It happens all the time. And whether that's like, you know, when you're having a conversation with someone, you can tell they're not present on the other end of the phone. Maybe it's you get distracted and go down the scroll hole instead of doing something else. You're not being present in what you're doing. You aren't being present. You're becoming a victim of time. So your mind is actually being pulled into the past or into the future or both. And so your thoughts of the past are what has been, what could have been, what you thought, you know, happened versus what actually happened. Like, how often do we do that when we're analyzing a relationship? We're looking at what could have been, you know, but we're not focusing on what actually happened. Or the thoughts of the future are things like what will be, what could be, what might be, what if. Like, you're always analyzing that and you're becoming anxiously, like, involved in what's to come instead of being right here, right now. And of course, it's super natural to spend moments like thinking about the past or daydreaming about the future or visualizing, like they're really important things for sure. But I'm talking about being present in the here and now, feeling all the feels. Like that saying is, we have to feel to heal, right? What that means is we need to get in our body. We need to feel what's going on right here, right now. Not what's coming, not what's been, right in this present moment. Like just take a moment now, no matter where you are, you might be driving, you might be running, you might be going for a walk with your dog. What is it that you're, you know, can you drop back into your body right now and be fully present and go, oh, I'm listening to a podcast. I'm actually walking the dog. The ground under my feet feels this. I've got no shoes on. I've got shoes on. I feel happy. I feel like that's being present. That's tuning in, going within, feeling the feels and really listening to your body. And I think it's really important that we do this. I think it's important to to look at the past and look at what we've learned and take those gifts forward with us. For sure, that's self-preservation. We really do need to do those sorts of things for sure. However, what happens is a lot of people get dictated by these thoughts and emotions, attach themselves to past events, potential future outcomes, and they forget to really stand peacefully rooted in the present moment right now. It really is becoming increasingly rare to experience presence either in yourself or in others. And you know, there is this little quote that I love that walk as if you are kissing the earth with your feet. It's so beautiful because when you actually take a moment to think about what that means is you're thinking about your feet touching the ground and them kissing the earth, right? It's a whole different experience because how often do you walk without thinking about what your feet are doing? How often do you make breakfast and forget what you put in your smoothie? Like, we're not present. That's why. So far too often, I really believe that we get caught up in looking to the future for happiness rather than actually staying in the present moment and enjoying the moment that we are in, feeling all the feels, right? It's so important to feel all the feels. Like I say, it is feel, you heal through feeling. And what that means is we tune into the body and we become present with what's actually going on in the body right now. And the reason this is becoming prevalent for me right now is that I have just been through a breakup and of recent times. And what that does is it makes you analyze the past. It makes you get anxious about the future. It makes you think about all the things that are either forward or behind you and not actually being in the moment. And so when you come back to this beautiful present moment that we have access to, guess what? There's less anxiety. There is less sadness. We just feel all the feels of where we're at, right? And I think the thing that most people forget, or should I say don't keep at their forefront of their mind, is that this life doesn't last forever. And I hate to say that, it really doesn't. And there's going to be one day when you look back on this life. And I was reading these articles the other day, actually, about the regrets that people have, like when they're elderly or when they're on their deathbeds. Like, and a lot of them said they wished that they had worried less. And so if you're in this place of not being present and you're looking forward or you're looking back, you're literally wishing your life away. You're looking at it from a place of like wanting to be there instead of being here right now in the beautiful moments that you have right here, right now. Because if you just take a moment to look around and observe what is actually in front of you and like beside you and all the beautiful things that you can feel in this single moment, there is actually incredible beauty and places of gratitude to feel into. So a couple of tips that I have that I personally use for sure as well in becoming more present is phone reminders. Have little alarms that go off during the day, like be more present or feel into the body or how am I feeling right now? You could have anything that triggers you. I think that having phone alarms going off for all sorts of different things can be really powerful just to drop you back into your body. You might just say drop back in your body. And then so as soon as that alarm goes off, you might go and take that deep breath and just be like, okay, cool, here and now. They could even have that here and now. Connect to your body more. So this might be through dance, This might be through yoga. This might be through meditation, through walking through nature. Tune in and listen and feel. Like, too often are we detached from our inner world. And when we are not in our inner world, our external world just becomes totally different. And so I ask you to connect more with your body, connect more with yourself, feel in, tune in, all of those things. Also becoming an observer. So when we become an observer, we actually look at ourselves as if we were external to ourselves. So this is opposite to what I said about going within. We want to come out and look down, like upon us. And so this is something, you know, through NLP training, you do this sort of thing with timeline therapy and things like that. But becoming an observer and also remaining conscious of your thoughts. So be sure that they are positive and present focused. So looking at yourself and seeing yourself in this exact moment now. Becoming aware of your surroundings and taking time to smell the roses right now. This is something that people that are high achievers, successful, they're always, you know, overachieving, going for the next thing. There's another goal. Like, we don't actually stop and take a moment and go, oh my gosh, look what I've just achieved in this last few months. Oh my goodness, look what I achieved today in this present moment. Also, having inner pause moments are really, really powerful. And this could be before responding to someone. So someone may engage with you and you just take that moment to be present and have an inner pause moment, take a breath and then respond. Also, taking careful appreciation to all that's happening around you in this single moment. So if you actually take a moment to look around at the room you're in now or in the car or wherever you are, notice the intricate details, notice the things, notice the smells, the touch, the feel. That's what's going to keep you again in your body in this present moment. And honestly, just enjoy being where you are right now. That's the thing. It's like, how can I enjoy this moment more? How can I appreciate this moment more? How can I have more gratitude for exactly where I'm at right now? Think about this. I'm going to leave you with this little thought. Think about how much time you spend waiting on something, right? Whether it's short-term waiting, like maybe you're waiting for a bus, or long-term waiting, such as waiting on, more clients to sign up, a promotion at work, there's so many things, right? So thinking about both the short-term and long-term waiting, people spend so much of their time looking forward to some future event. This is what I said, looking to the future always at the time. So at first glance, waiting may seem like an inevitable part of human existence, right? You're like, of course, I have to wait for that deck. Like, I have to wait for the plane. I have to wait, right? For sure, you definitely have to wait. However, wouldn't it be great if you could remove the waiting and all the time that it wastes from your life entirely? You're like, what? And so Eckhart Tolle, most of you would know who he is, he states that waiting is a state of mind more than it is a situation that we find ourselves in, meaning that you can actually control it. So next time, this is what I want you to do. Next time you find yourself waiting for something, try not to think of it of yourself as waiting at all. Consider a person who's waiting for a bus. This is a good example, waiting for a bus to arrive. Now, if you were to ask this person what they were doing, I'm sure they would tell you that they were just waiting for a bus, right? But what if they turned around and said to you, like, their response was that they were sitting on a bench, enjoying the fresh air, watching the events of the day unfold around them. And that when the bus arrives, they'll get on it and carry about their life. Until then, though, they are enjoying the present moment. They're being fully present in their surroundings, like I said, being fully present with their senses, their smell, and their sight. They find themselves in this place of being present rather than spending the entire time staring at their watch, waiting for the bus. So imagine what a more pleasant time this person would have if they actually thought about it that way, right? Instead of having that waiting mindset, they have that here and now present moment mindset, right? Because a waiting mindset breeds impatience, and impatience breeds frustration. I'm going to say that again. A waiting mindset breeds impatience, and impatience breeds frustration. Because the reality is, though that waiting is a choice, and rather than choosing to wait, you can actually choose to enjoy life's moments as they come instead. So here and now. So I want to leave you with that because I want you to think about how can I flip my perspective? How can I turn things on a different way? How can I see what I'm going through right now as the observer? How can I feel into my body more? How can I be in this present moment? It might be setting reminders in your phone. It might be sitting in meditation, you know, for 5 or 10 minutes where you just slow down your breathing and tune into your body. There are so many acts of things that you can do that allow you to become more present. When you become more present, you have a greater appreciation for life. You have greater gratitude for what's in your world instead of thinking that you're lacking, instead of thinking you've lost, instead of thinking that something is missing, because you actually see life for what it is right here and right now. So I hope you've enjoyed today's episode. I am going to bring you one more before this year is out. And I have a beautiful interview to conduct this week, but it will be released in January, the start of January, which I'm really excited about. More guest interviews coming to you as well. The other thing I wanted to remind you of is that I am bringing to you lots of business tips and things for free coming into the new year, because I have promised you that I will deliver extra and support for you guys after my episode. If you haven't heard it yet, go back and listen around the coaching industry and how I think some of it is a scam. And that's not the whole coaching industry. Coaching is so dear to my heart, and I definitely will be back in that space at some point. It's just the high ticket coaching and the way the industry has gone and how some people are using it that I have a problem with. It's not coaching itself. I think coaching is an incredible tool when it is used correctly and from a place of high integrity. So super excited about what's to come in 2022. I have so much goodness to bring you guys. I am fully stepping into my graphic design and creative business, plus my social media management and personal branding support. So if there is any of you that are looking for that, please DM me and reach out and we can have a chat, and I will bring more information on what's to come in 2022 in the next episode. So enjoy the rest of your day, and I will see you all very, very soon.